Lucky Land Slots, you can get lucky just about anywhere.
Dearly beloved, we are gathered here today to... Has anyone seen the bride and groom?
Sorry, sorry, we're here. We were getting lucky in the limo and we lost track of time.
No, Lucky Land Casino, with cash prizes that add up quicker than a guest registry.
In that case, I pronounce you lucky.
Play for free at LuckyLandSlots.com. Daily bonuses are waiting. No purchase necessary. Void where prohibited by law. 18 plus. Terms and conditions apply. See website for details.
Step into the world of power, loyalty, and luck.
I'm going to make him an offer he can't refuse.
With family, cannolis, and spins mean everything.
Now, you want to get mixed up in the family business.
Introducing The Godfather at ChumbaCasino.com. Test your luck in the shadowy world of the Godfather slot.
Someday, I will call upon you to do a service for me.
Play the Godfather, now at ChumbaCasino.com.
Welcome to the family.
VGW Group, no purchase necessary. Void where prohibited by law. See terms and conditions, 18 plus.
Smarter money decisions, LendingTree can help. With the LendingTree app, you can track your finances, compare loan rates, and find ways to cut monthly bills. Download the free LendingTree app and start keeping more of your money. Terms and conditions may apply. NMLS number 1136.
Peacock fuels your true crime obsession with exclusive new originals. John Wayne Gacy, Devil in Disguise.
Clowns can get away with murder.
And Epstein's shadow, Ghislaine Maxwell.
She inherited Jeffrey Epstein's secrets.
Plus the most bingeable crime series, Snapped. Sign up now at PeacockTV.com.
The Opperman Report is brought to you by Aquadam.net. You can give them a call at 707-764-2119. A flooded home is never easy to deal with. You're left with the mess to clean up, the insurance companies to deal with, and not to mention all the memories, the precious memories that are lost in the flood. You can never replace those. And Aquadam can be a tool in your arsenal to protect your home and property from the floodwaters. The cofferdam is filled with water to control water and is reusable as long as it's taken care of. It can protect your home or business from rising floodwaters like a dam, but without the beavers. It can also be used in construction. If you need an area to be dewatered, an aquadam can do the job. An aquadam was used at SeaWorld in Orlando for the Mako roller coaster ride during the coaster's construction by dewatering the work area. An aquadam is now dewatering the work area at San Antonio SeaWorld for their newest roller coaster ride. An aquadam has been used in many construction projects all around the U.S. and all around the world. Now give Aquadam a call, 707-764-2119. You can look them up online at aquadam.net. You can find them on Facebook at Aquadam Inc. You call them up, you email them, you tell them Ed Opperman sent you, and they're going to take 10% off the price. Aquadam.net, 707-764-2119. Silk City Hot Sauce. A small batch hot sauce prepared with farm-grown peppers. Rich and vibrant taste, no artificial ingredients, 100% pure goodness. 8 flavors from mild to wild. The sweet and spicy Mango Madness, the green jalapeno sauce called Aztec Attack. The Dragon features fire-roasted peppers and pure Vermont maple syrup. Killer hot sauces for the true hot sauce fanatic. A blend of ghost peppers, habanero peppers, honey, and garlic, and more. You gotta see the bottles, too. Each flavor has original comic book artwork. You gotta see them. Go to SilkCityHotSauce.com. SilkCityHotSauce.com. Enter promo code ED, E-D, to save 15%, and you'll also receive a free bottle of hot sauce. If you find yourself in need of legal representation, it can be a very stressful time in your life. In my career, I have dealt with thousands of lawyers, I've dealt with thousands of law firms, and I can confidently recommend to you Keith M. Davidson at kmdlaw.com. Available 24 hours, 7 days a week, just log into kmdlaw.com. That's kmdlaw.com. Or you can call toll-free 833-4-KMD-LAW. That's 833-4-KMD-LAW. Personal injury, wrongful death, STDs, sexual assault, car accidents, they handle it all efficiently and professionally. It doesn't matter how imposing the opposition may be, because the team at KMDLAW.com are battle-tested and fierce. They will not stop until justice prevails. Go to KMDLAW.com or call toll-free 833-4-KMD-LAW. If you're in for the fight of your life, stop screwing around and contact KMDLAW.
It's the Opperman Report. Join digital forensic investigator and PI Ed Opperman for an in-depth discussion of conspiracy theories, strategy of New World Order resistance, high-profile court cases in the news, and interviews with expert guests and authors on these topics and more. It's the Opperman Report. And now, here is investigator Ed Opperman.
All right. Okay. Welcome to the Opperman Report. I'm your host, private investigator Ed Opperman. So glad to have you here. It's my live Friday night show that I do each week. It's at 8 p.m. Today is March 5th, the day after the inauguration, the QAnon inauguration of Donald Trump, which I guess never materialized. What about all that stuff? I don't know. I'll get into that later. Oh, boy, I tell you. If you like today's show, be sure and check out our Patreon, okay? And that's where we put up exclusive content about 8 hours a month, plus a lot of free content, too, as well. Plus ad-free content. Now, I got a little backed up this week, and I haven't had a chance to upload stuff, but I guess I'll upload it all tomorrow, just everything all at once. Let people have a smorgasbord of Opperman. And then, of course, you can listen on Spreaker live on Friday nights, which is much better than listening on YouTube, because you can get this live. There's a chat room. You get an email notification. It's free. It's less commercials, and everybody complains about the commercials and stuff. So you get less of those. I don't know, man. You think it's people would want to do that, but I don't know. They just want to go to YouTube and complain, you know? Now, one thing, too. If you are listening on YouTube, right, and you think you want to help me out or whatever, right, and there's certain words that are filtered out of YouTube comments. One of them is audio, okay? That you complain the audio's choppy, it clicks, the sound level's not to your satisfaction, okay? So all of those get sent to the screened section of comments, and I go in there and I just block everybody. All right? I don't care who you are, how nice you've been to me for years. If that's all you have to contribute, I have no time for that. No time for that whatsoever, you know? So, that's all right. And any kind of comment, by the way, too, you got a 50-50 chance of getting blocked anyway. you take your posting privileges in your hands, no matter what you write to me. Especially any kind of complaint. I don't need that, you know? If people only knew how crazy the American people are, or people just in general, you know, just how crazy people are. And all the crazy people you got to deal with doing this kind of stuff, the stalkers, just the mentally ill, you know, and then people who think they're funny, you know, and just make a nuisance of themselves. And they just think they're just funny people. Well, if you ever had to deal with all this kind of stuff, you'd know what it's like. But, you know, like I was just saying, here we had March 4th, where a huge number of people thought that Trump was going to get inaugurated on March 4th. He was going to be the 17th president of the United States because Ulysses S. Grant was the last president, you know, and then it's been the corporation, all this crazy theory. But just stop and think of all the other crazy stuff that never happened. Remember the Walmart tunnels? People were convinced that they were tunneling under Walmart, and then, what was it, the Jade Helm, you know, with this thing in Texas was going to be a martial law, just one thing after another. And never comes true, never comes out. But people just go back, you know, what's the next one? You know, fool me with the next one, fool me again. Just bring me another one. I'll run along with that one, too. Speaking of which, I had a really enjoyable interview today. I guess I'm going to put up in Patreon tomorrow with Larry, what was this guy's name? Let me pull this up real fast. Nice guy. One of the nicest guests I've had in a long time. Come on, what am I doing? I'm going over here. Okay. Larry Garrison, you know? And he produced a movie about Shante Kimes and her son, Kenny Kimes, you know, like the con artist from New York. And turned out to be murderers, just taking people's houses and stuff. And he's been a lifelong reporter, involved in a lot of stuff. And we just talked about a little bit of everything. About the TWA 800. He says that someone sent him a video of a missile hitting the Pentagon shortly after 9/11. And he sent it to a major news reporting agency, and they showed it to the White House, and it got taken away from them, and it's never been published. The guy has no reason to make this stuff up, you know, or even, you know, he wasn't looking to come on the show. He's not one of these attention whores you got out there. Really, really nice guy. You know, I had a lot of problems. You know, I booked him at the last minute. You know, he agreed to come on, you know, just to do me a favor. And then I was having all kinds of trouble because I'm trying to book this Airbnb to get up to D.C. And so I had problems with that. So right before the interview, and I needed to get this thing booked. So then I was late, and then I was having technical problems. And he was such a gracious gentleman and seems to have had just a fascinating life with the stories he's worked on about Natalie Holloway, co-wrote a book with Natalie Holloway's father. Oh, I got a whole list there. Let me jot some stuff off. Oh. TWA 800, we talked about that. It's just fascinating, too. And, you know, even off the air, we were just swapping stories you can't tell on the air. You know, unfortunately, there's a lot of stuff you can't tell on the air. It's so frustrating. We talk about the Hunter Biden laptop and all that kind of stuff. But nice guy, man. Really enjoyed him. Larry Garrison, he's written 3 books. Go out there and check him out on Amazon. One is a book about all his news stories. Another one is How to Become an Actor for Dummies. And third one's about Natalie Holloway's story. And a lot of stuff behind the scenes. You know, we share a lot of the same opinions, too. I really enjoyed my interview with him. Later on tonight, coming up, is Andrew Arnett. You can find him at andrewarnett.me. And we have a discussion about the whole Paul is dead theory and how he believes that Aleister Crowley was a huge influence on that. And there's all kinds of stuff, too, about almost like the whole Paul is dead thing was a magical ritual of the sacrifice, you know, a human sacrifice. And it makes sense if you can pick this up, because I know for a fact you could just go through the motions of the ritual and still obtain some of the magic, I guess you call it, right? So that's Andrew Arnett. Then I did an interview with a gentleman named Gordon Woods, a very nice man too, from Ireland, who had an ordeal with the Celtic soccer club or football club, something like that, when he was a kid. And it seems like this was a well-organized, that the soccer organization was created just to groom kids for these pedophiles over there. So I had him come on, very nice gentleman as well. So you can check all that out, okay? Now, next week, I'm going to be taking another trip up to D.C., but I'm going to get everything in the can before I go, so I don't think we're going to have any problems with delays, with content and stuff like we had last week. And next Friday, I'll probably be doing my show live from D.C., okay? Now, interesting, because Tiger Woods was back in the news this week because he got into that car accident. And I was going to talk about it last week, but I forgot, I didn't have time. And then I said, well, I'll record a show and I'll put it up. I didn't have time for that either. I've been working on this big adoption investigation. And I'm trying to reunite this biological family back together. It's a little bit more complicated than the usual adoption investigation. A little twists and turns in there. But we're working on that. Now, Tiger Woods is in my resume. You know, it was one of my big cases. It was part of the Tiger Woods 24-hour news story. And when I tell people I was involved in Tiger Woods, like, a lot of times, you know, their eyes kind of glaze over and they says, well, you know, what do you mean? Like, you caught him cheating? Like, I thought that was the National Enquirer caught him or his wife caught him or something like that. How were you involved in that? And that wasn't the case at all. And then I said, well, who was your client? You know, how did you get involved in that? Who hired you? How did you investigate Tiger Woods? So I'll tell you a little background on what happened, my connections with me and Tiger Woods. And a lot of people, too, will say, oh, Ed, you're such a name dropper. You know, you got to drop all these names. Well, you know, we're talking about a story in the news, and I'm telling you what my connection to it is. That's, you know, what I have to tell you is my experience, you know, of this story and how I was involved with it. You know, I'm going to talk about stuff I don't know about. You know, just a guy on the radio just talking about things he reads in the paper and stuff. You know what I mean? Or even worse, listens to on other YouTube channels and then just, you know, rehashes it out on his own channel. So that's not what I'm doing. I'm telling you about my life and my work and things I'm involved in.
The Times, a daily news podcast from the Los Angeles Times, gives you the world through the eyes of the West Coast. Through interviews and original stories, The Times is a podcast you need to understand the world and how California shapes it. Because if an issue that's in California isn't in your town yet, it will be soon. New episodes of The Times are available every weekday. To find it, go wherever you get your podcasts and search for The Times, daily news from the LA Times. Gracias.
Wow, I've got a whole 5 minutes before my next call. What should I do? Grab a snack? Nah. Text with mom? That's more than a 5 minute proposition. I have been looking at getting a new bank account. Is that even possible?
Can't believe you have extra time? You won't believe what you can do with it. Open a Regions checking account online in as little as 5 minutes. Then enjoy award-winning service and banking tools and tech that help you live in the moment. Learn more at regions.com/live in the moment. Regions Bank, member FDIC.
Streaming only on Peacock.
John Wayne Gacy killed 32.
Straight from the killer's mouth.
They want you to believe that I alone committed these murders.
The new gripping 6-part documentary series, John Wayne Gacy, Devil in Disguise. All episodes streaming now, only on Peacock.
I know exclusively, you know, many times. A lot of stuff about the Tiger Woods story I know is exclusive. Nobody knows. So what happened was, just like everyone else, I'm watching the Tiger Woods story on TV. Right, that you know, he gets his car accident, you know, and first thing I thought was, boy, you know what, that Tiger Woods, man, he used to, because I used to live in Seven Hills in Henderson, Nevada. It was this beautiful little gated community on a golf course, right, the Rio Seco Golf Course, which seems to be a fancy golf course because, you know, Bill Clinton used to play golf there. One of the guys who originally started PayPal and eBay, he had a house there. And in Seven Hills was Butch Harmon's School of Golf. Now, this guy, man, he charges like $50,000 to teach people how to play golf. You know, like he was Tiger Woods' swing coach. So he would analyze your swing and then they would have these classes. And we would see him driving around, too. But the thing is that people would talk about Tiger Woods speeding through Seven Hills and driving around like a maniac. And I guess he had gotten stopped by the cops a couple of times, and they let him go, to give him a ticket, whatever. So when I first saw that he had been in this car accident with the windshield smashed and all that kind of stuff like that, I thought, well, you know, he has a reputation for being a bad driver. And then it all came out that he had been cheating on his wife. She caught him. And it was a little altercation, making a run for it in the car, driving for his life, you know. He's got an angry woman coming after him. There's nothing like that. And then it started coming out that there were these women all coming out claiming they had an affair with Tiger Woods. One of them was a woman named Devin James. Now, around this period of time, I was doing a lot of cell phone forensics. I became exposed to cell phone forensics around 2003, but by the same people who worked for, they were independent contractors for the CIA that were working to clone Osama bin Laden's cell phone in Afghanistan. They were involved, directly involved in it. It was a small company. It still is. You know, it was only like, you know, 8-10 people in management there, and they were all over there in Afghanistan. You know, they knew David Petraeus, you know, intimately. They're friends with him. You know, David. You know, so I had become exposed to cell phone forensics, and I says, you know what, I can use this, I can apply this to infidelity investigations. That'll be my niche with this. So I started processing. First, I had them do the phones for me. I cut a deal with them. They did the phones for me. Then I bought the software, trained myself, went to a little training seminar up there, boot camp they called it, up in Utah, and got trained. But around the time of Tiger Woods, I was still having other people do the phones for me, but I was running it. So it just came out. They just started to use the expression sexting, where you were texting sex messages back and forth with your girlfriend or whatever, you know, women you wanted to pick up or men you wanted to pick up, right? Sexting was a brand new phrase. And so there was a website called sexting.com, and it was all about Devin James, who was one of the original women who was involved with Tiger Woods. And, you know, and it had her stuff, you know, her evidence, her evidence of how she was sucked up in the woods. And I remember one of her pieces of evidence was she went to a hotel room and took a picture of the newspaper in front of the hotel door, because that's Tiger Woods' newspaper. You know? The evidence was so flimsy. But I contacted the website and I says, hey, you know, I have this website called emailrevealer.com, and I recover deleted text messages from cell phones to catch people cheating, to catch infidelity. I says, if you put my link on your website, anytime someone places an order from that link, you're going to get a commission. So I got back an answer back right away from this woman, Gina Rodriguez, who was the manager for this woman, Devin James. By the way, Devin James is gorgeous. She's a beautiful, beautiful woman. So we're going back and forth. I tell her what I can do with the phones and stuff like that. And she goes, oh, well, this is great because I have all these girls coming to me saying that they dated Tiger Woods, and we have no way to prove it. Can you prove that? Can you go through their phones and recover pictures and messages? And I said, oh, yeah, I can do all that. You kidding me? So right away, I did the first one with Devin James, and we came up with more evidence, phone records, all kinds of stuff that showed she was really connected to Tiger Woods. And then they start sending me one after another, cell phones.
With Lucky Land Slots, you can get lucky just about anywhere.
This is your captain speaking. We've got clear runway and the weather's fine, but we're just going to circle up here a while and get lucky. No, no, nothing like that. It's just these cash prizes add up quick. So I suggest you sit back, keep your tray table upright, and start getting lucky.
Play for free at LuckyLandSlots.com. Are you feeling lucky? No purchase necessary. Void where prohibited by law. 18+ terms and conditions apply. See website for details.
Step into the world of power, loyalty, and luck.
I'm going to make him an offer he can't refuse.
With family, cannolis, and spins mean everything.
Now, you want to get mixed up in the family business.
Introducing The Godfather at ChumbaCasino.com. Test your luck in the shadowy world of The Godfather slot.
Someday, I will call upon you to do a service for me.
Play The Godfather now at ChumbaCasino.com.
Welcome to the family.
VGW Group. No purchase necessary. Void where prohibited by law. See terms and conditions. 18+.
We're recovering stuff off the hard drives and stuff to prove. And I'm vetting out these women. I'm interviewing these women. I'm going to take over the whole thing now. I'm interviewing these women. I'm taking their statements down. Sometimes we did polygraphs to vet out these women, find out who was lying to us and who was telling us the truth that they were with Tiger Woods. Only there's one that slipped past me, okay, that turns out later on. Yeah, she still could have went with Woods, but she made up a lot of stories later on about being involved with Tiger Woods and having a video with him, a sex tape. And she took on that guy Bubba the Love Sponge, too. She conned him out of $400,000 because she told him that she had a sex tape. They totally scammed him out of $400,000. He's on down here in Tampa now, a tiny little station. You know, I hear him in the morning sometimes when I'm driving around. But definitely not the big audience like he used to have when he was on Sirius XM with the Howard Stern stuff. So that was my gig there for about a year. And people say, well, how can you talk about this? If you're a private investigator, how are you allowed to talk about this? Well, my deal with the manager was that I would do all this work in exchange for press releases. And that when, as these women, we found the new one, it would say, Ed Opperman, email revealer, uncover this information, press releases. And then so I started getting contacted by tabloid reporters, you know, who were reporting on all this. And then even, you know, not just that case, but other cases, they started contacting me for advice about cell phone forensics and can this be done? Can that be done? Can you recover this? Can you recover that? So-and-so says he has a sex tape on a cell phone. Can we send it to you? So it really broadened and expanded my horizons. And then, you know, Gina became my agent. She was handling me and getting me on TV stuff, you know, and interviews and things. And it's kind of funny, too. A couple of funny coincidences with the Tiger Woods things was the Howard Stern show. And one is that at the same time I was working for Gary DeLabate, doing a little job, a little favor for him. He was being stalked and harassed by this crazy woman. And the same day I was working on that with him was the day of the Tiger Woods beauty contest. And part of my job, too, was to take one of the women who was in the Tiger Woods beauty contest and make sure she got to the airport in Las Vegas and got on a plane. Because a lot of these chicks are in a mess, you know?
So and I got that handle. And then later on, I'm there at the Tiger Woods. You know, when I'm talking, we could have rigged that contest and won the contest. We would have, you know, made a little effort there, you know, but I didn't. And kind of funny, too, because the day also, too, that I was reported on in Howard 100 News about the work I was doing for another story with the Howard Stern Show. He was interviewing Charlie Sheen that day at the same time that I was working for Capri Anderson, the woman who was attacked by Charlie Sheen up in that hotel room. It's in a small world. So, now, one more thing, too. So, you know, I vetted all the women. I stopped at 15. They say Tiger Woods in 15 holes. They used to make a joke, you know. And I stopped at 15. I said, so I'm not doing these anymore. You know, I have enough press. This isn't helping me. You know, if you want to pay me, I'll do more. But otherwise, we're stopping at 15. So we stopped at 15. Oh. Okay. That's a very important thing. We have Kat in the chat room asking about Tiger Woods' wife. Now, and I'm going to tell you an important story about this. Okay. One of the things that never got reported in the press, okay, is that Tiger Woods' wife ultimately left him because she found out that one of the girls he was dating was actually formerly their babysitter. Like, Tiger Woods met her when she was like 14, 15 years old. Now, I don't think he started dating her till she was 18, but who knows, okay? Who knows what really happened? But that was the final straw for Tiger Woods' wife, and that's why she left him. Now, I know that's, I know every detail intimately of that story, okay? Because I was involved with it all day long. And I've told the story a few times in interviews, and people will say, no, 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 Ed, you got that all wrong. Okay? And you don't know what you're talking about, because I watch tabloid TV, and I know what I'm talking about. Okay? Forget that this was your job, Ed. I know what happened, and you don't. And what they'll tell me is it was Tiger Woods' wife who was this other guy's babysitter. And when Tiger Woods met his wife, okay, because she had been a babysitter for another guy, and he met her when she was like 18 years old. No, that's a totally different story. I'm not conflating stories. I know exactly what happened. And one of the girls he was dating was their babysitter, and she had the last straw with that. One more last thing, too, is the Jamie Jungers kind of tragedy and all this, because a lot of people in Vegas knew Jamie Jungers as a very nice woman. And the whole Tiger Woods thing turned her life upside down. And she became involved later on with drugs and people who were, you know, low-life lifestyles, too, in Las Vegas. And she got some little charge, you know, and she didn't show up for court. And that creep, Dog the Bounty Hunter, did a whole thing where he tracked her down and, you know, went to this house for a $500 bail, you know, just to get on TV and use her name and her fame for his own advancement, which is really kind of dirty to me because she was a kid. Nice kid, too. Another thing, another tragedy that came out of that whole thing, too, was Rachel Yucatel, who had a great job. She had a great job as a VIP host for MGM Grand. And she was making a lot of money. She had a company car. You know, she had use of the property, all kinds of stuff. Man, she had a great life. And then she made the deal with Gloria Allred and got like an annuity from Woods, but then when she started talking about it, she had to pay that money back, okay? And so she kind of, you know, really took a trajectory that, you know, wasn't beneficial to her own life. And a funny story that I heard was when she got her first big chunk of payment, she took all this money and went and just blew it, just wasted her first payment on, like, costume jewelry, like on cheap rings, you know, and stuff like that, and just foolishness, you know, nothing of substance whatsoever, like not even like a new car. But she already had a car. She was already doing very well. So that's pretty much my stuff with Tiger Woods. So that's why I can talk about it, because the deal was originally, everything was done for press releases. It was all done for publicity, for stories that were being sold to the press. There was nothing confidential that I'm revealing in my work with the Tiger Woods case at all, not even a little bit. So that's my connection to Tiger Woods and what I did with that. Now, let's see, you know, I might take an early break. Yeah, well, let's take a break right now, and I'll come back and I'll tell you about that Andrew Cuomo, okay? And I'll tell you about that story there. I know some good stuff with that, too. I'll be right back after these messages. Now I'm going to tell you about Matt Gaetz and his adopted son. That's a little creepy over there. That's a creepy story. We'll be right back after these messages. Thank you.
And now a word from our sponsors.
The Opperman Report is brought to you by Aquadam.net. You can give them a call at 707-764-2119. A flooded home is never easy to deal with. You're left with the mess to clean up, the insurance companies to deal with, and not to mention all the memories, the precious memories that are lost in the flood. You can never replace those. An Aquadam can be a tool in your arsenal to protect your home and property from the floodwaters. The cofferdam is filled with water to control water and is reusable as long as it's taken care of. It can protect your home or business from rising floodwaters like a dam, but without the beavers. It can also be used in construction. If you need an area to be dewatered, an aquadam can do the job. An aquadam was used at SeaWorld in Orlando for the Mako roller coaster ride during the coaster's construction by dewatering the work area. An aquadam is now dewatering the work area at San Antonio SeaWorld for their newest roller coaster ride. An aquadam has been used in many construction projects all around the U.S. and all around the world. Now give Aquadam a call, 707-764-2119. You can look them up online at aquadam.net. You can find them on Facebook at Aquadam Inc. You call them up, you email them, you tell them Ed Opperman sent you, and they're going to take 10% off the price. Aquadam.net, 707-764-2119. Thank you so much for listening to the Opperman Report. I want to welcome all our new listeners at WWPR 1490 AM in the Tampa Bay area. We're brand new down here. We're getting a nice warm welcome. We have great advertising opportunities for local sponsors, local businesses, but also international websites and international companies too. We're on our other stations in California, Nevada, Utah, and on the internet worldwide. But down here in Tampa Bay, Florida, we have some great opportunities for you to come in and get very, very affordable advertising rates. Get a hold of me at OppermanReport@gmail.com and we'll cut you a good deal.
Are you ready to change your life but don't know how to start? Is your stress and worries keeping you awake at night? Have you been battling grief, anxiety, or depression all alone? Have you lost touch with your own sense of being or spirituality? Soul Free Therapies offers professional and affordable live video streaming counseling and coaching services from the comfort of your own home. Sessions offered in English, Spanish.
Bundling car and renter's insurance with GEICO is so easy, your neighbors are probably already doing it. But who? Look for the signs. Chances are they live in a home and have a car. They use money and enjoy having more of it. They probably drink lots of lemonade. Lemonade. And they've probably said something suspicious like, I'm bundling with GEICO, or stop spying on me with those binoculars. If so, you may want to ask them how easy it was to bundle with GEICO. Bundling is easy with GEICO. Just ask your neighbors.
You spend the first hour of your vacation at the luggage carousel thinking there's nowhere to go but up. But there is a place to go but up, because when you open your suitcase, you find it filled with dolls. Dolls like the ones in that movie that scared you so much you wet your girlfriend's bed. Ah, Marissa, the one that got away. You return the bag to the airport with relief. It lasts until you get back to your room, where a fallen doll waits to greet you.
Don't let a suitcase full of dolls ruin your vacation. Go on a real vacation. Go RVing.
Peacock fuels your true crime obsession with exclusive new originals. John Wayne Gacy, Devil in Disguise.
Clowns can get away with murder.
And Epstein's shadow, Ghislaine Maxwell.
She inherited Jeffrey Epstein's secrets.
Plus the most bingeable crime series, Snapped. Sign up now at PeacockTV.com.
In Portuguese. Go to our website at www.soul-free.com and book your first session today.
Silk City Hot Sauce. A small batch hot sauce prepared with farm-grown peppers. Rich and vibrant taste, no artificial ingredients, 100% pure goodness. 8 flavors from mild to wild. The sweet and spicy Mango Madness, the green jalapeno sauce called Aztec Attack. The Dragon features fire-roasted peppers and pure Vermont maple syrup. Killer hot sauce is for the true hot sauce fanatic. A blend of ghost peppers, habanero peppers, honey, and garlic, and more. You gotta see the bottles, too. Each flavor has original comic book artwork. You gotta see them. Go to SilkCityHotSauce.com. SilkCityHotSauce.com. Enter promo code ED, E-D, to save 15%, and you'll also receive a free bottle of hot sauce.
It's the Opperman Report. And now, here is investigator Ed Opperman.
Okay, welcome back to the Opperman Report. I'm your host, Private Investigator Ed Opperman. Now, this reminds me, playing these ads reminds me, because, you know, we have great advertising opportunities here at the Opperman Report. You know, we're on like in about 150 cities right now in 5 states. Okay, California, Nevada, Utah, and Florida.
okay, on many frequencies too, both AM and FM. We're on like 5 frequencies down in Florida. We're on like another 4 in California. Now, I have an opportunity right now to pick up an ad package, a radio station package. It's 12 stations, 14 frequencies, mostly FM, but there's some AM too. And it would cover another 7 states. This would cover, we'd be on another station in Las Vegas, 2 more stations in Florida. So we'd really be blanketing Florida at this point, you know. Then what else? Washington, D.C., which I want to get over there. Pennsylvania and Colorado. All right, and you know, several cities in each one of these things here, on different stations in the same city. You know? So it's a really big opportunity. So if you want to advertise, get a hold of me at oppermanreport@gmail.com. I really, really, really want to pick up these stations and make another move for some more coverage, you know, especially for the. Anyway. Okay. You know, one more thing, too. I was thinking about this week that these people we see in this, these Marjorie Taylor Greene and this Lauren Boebert, you know, from Colorado, these freshman congresswomen from the House of Representatives, and, you know, men, too. And all they do all day long is tweet. They just tweet. Both of them are tweeting 25 tweets a day, you know? Now, even if you got a staff helping you tweet. What I'm really concerned about is 10 years from now, 15 years from now, the people in the House of Representatives, these small assemblymen, these small offices, are all going to be people who've done nothing with their life but build up a Twitter following or have a podcast. You know, this is going to be our next group of leadership in this country. And it's terrifying to me. I was watching I really screwed up. I could have went to CPAC. I could have went. I didn't ask for credentials in time. But I got a couple of big film festivals coming up. One in Orlando and another one up in West Palm Beach, Florida, that I'll be down there covering, interviewing the filmmakers and stuff. But I was watching outside, the coverage outside of this YouTuber, you know, covering the people who hang out in front of these Trump rallies. And they all know each other, you know, and, oh, my Instagram, I have 500,000 people on my Instagram or Twitter. I should be inside speaking at the CPAC. Why? Because you got Twitter people? It just makes no sense. Anyway, a real dangerous time in our history, man. I can't even express it to you enough. Okay, I guess I'll tell you about the Mario Cuomo stuff, right? Not Mario Cuomo, Andrew Cuomo, his son, Andrew. Now, everybody knows right now there's a big scandal going on in New York because of Andrew Cuomo. And the Cuomo family has always had this reputation of being real hardball, you know, playing hardball. And now we're hearing, too, that Andrew Cuomo has got these sexual harassment and kind of perving on these young girls and even grooming them. You know, this one girl who was a survivor of rape already, you know. Yeah, just very distasteful stuff. And, you know, we should see more people calling for his resignation. We really don't. Well, let me tell you my connection with these characters. Some stuff you won't hear anywhere. Andrew Cuomo and Chris Cuomo, right, when they were, because we're the same age, okay? And back in the 80s, when I was out there doing stuff, people listen to the show know they used to smuggle marijuana. And, you know, back when marijuana wasn't legal, you know, now you could have a supermarket with the marijuana, it's legal. Everybody, you know, now it's no problem. But back when I was doing it, it was a problem. And one of the guys who worked for me, I talked about him on the show before. We used to call him Knucklehead, was his nickname, you know, using his name on the phone. Real character. And it turned out later on that he had, when he got divorced, it came out that he had he was a bigamist. He had two families. He had a wife and a girlfriend, wife and a kids in New Jersey, and a wife and a kids on Staten Island. Okay? And neither one knew about the other. That's what this guy was up to. Now, I think the one in Jersey who was an ex-stripper, I think she knew about the wife in Staten Island. But the one in Staten Island didn't know about the one in Jersey, so she filed for divorce. Anyway. So this guy was involved with organized crime in New York City at a very high level. In fact, his father was murdered. by these organized criminals, and then they took him under his wing. We're going to raise your kid for you. You might call your dad, but I'm going to raise the kid. Okay. This is what they think is normal. Okay. The right thing to do. These characters, man. But anyway, he worked for me. Okay. And so when he was out there doing stuff for me, he was also out there hobnobbing with the Cuomo boys, Andrew and Chris Cuomo. They were young men. This is before they became famous and did all that stuff. I think they were still like in college age. And he used to play basketball with them every day. And there's no way, the way this guy talked about every little thing he ever did in his life, there's no way that he never mentioned to Chris and Andrew Cuomo that he was in the marijuana business and his organized crime connections. Because that's how they busted him, man. They busted this guy to connect him with these. He was involved in these big organized crime sweeps, you know, where they arrest like 50 guys, you know. And what happened with him was he was bragging to an undercover informant about his involvement in the private sanitation carding. And he was telling him, we're going to take this contract and you can't do anything about it because we got to, they control everything. We control everything. It's rigged. You know, you got to work with the right people. Otherwise, they're going to be burning it down. They get all this trouble. So he's saying all this to this guy. And they taking it all down, really, just running back to his FBI handlers and stuff like that. But they says, well, you know, who is this guy? Does he have any connections, any real connections to any kind of families? You know, he talks about this, he talks about that. But, you know, he's never been arrested before with any of this kind of stuff. So they start investigating him, and they get him involved with this deal where he's selling a union card for $5,000. And when you hear about this investigation to the union card deal, there were, like, 10 people involved in this deal to make $5,000. Everybody's getting a cut, right? What are they getting? $50 each? At this point, you know, what are they making on this? And they're having meetings over this union card, like 14 meetings. So now what are they making? Like $5 an hour to sell this freaking union card for $5,000? But the FBI recorded the whole thing and they wiretapped that. And then once they busted him for that, now they could say, oh, he's part of this organized crime family over here extorting with the. But anyway. So this guy was out there playing basketball with the Cuomos, right? So there's no way that the Cuomos didn't know about me, what I was up to, and what this guy was up to. Now, I did a show once with Michael Blutrich, who was the guy that used to own Scores. Now, it's a good interview, you know, because I had to read his book to learn all about, you know, Scores and stuff like that. It was a fascinating story. And the guy was kind of a jerk, but the interview went very well. But I only did that interview for one reason, and that's because I was working on a case, and I needed to ask him one question about Scores, okay? So, And this happens many times. People will complain about, well, Ed, why'd you have that guest on the show? What are you doing? You know, this guy doesn't. I don't believe what he says, and it makes you look. It hurts your credibility, Ed, when you have this guest on the show. People are saying that about Thomas Sheridan, about a show that 7 years ago, 8 years ago, I played a repeat the other night, and people are telling me, well, Ed, you know, he got many things wrong, and it makes you look bad. How does that make me look bad? If I'm asking questions of the guest, and the guest turns out to be not credible, what, do you want to confront them on the air? But if he turns out to be not credible, now you've learned that the guest is not credible. I've taken his statement and we've proven he's incredible. He has no credibility. I've done my job. Okay, my job is not to start screaming, look, I caught you. You know, hysterical foolishness. But Michael Blutrich, I have him on the show. And the purpose of that interview was to ask him one question because it was about a big case I was working on and I needed some information about Scores. So I have him on the show, I'm buttering him up, oh, great book, Michael Blutrich, I love you, great story, his Scores, tell me this, tell me that. But meanwhile, I just needed one piece of information out of him. After I do that interview, now it turns out during the interview he tells me, in the book, when I read the book, right, it turns out that Michael Blutrich was a member of the Cuomo Law Firm. He was a partner in the Cuomo Law Firm. And when you went into the offices of the Cuomo Law Firm, if you went to the right, the reception area was right there in the front. If you went to the right, you had the offices of Andrew Cuomo and Chris Cuomo and Mario Cuomo. And if you went the other way, it was the offices of Scores, okay? And this guy who ran Scores, owned Scores, was also a partner in the Cuomo Law Firm. So Scores and Cuomo were very, very connected. I have this guy on the show. Right after I have him on the show, I start getting phone calls from people, okay, and emails. Ed Michael Blutrich is a pedophile, and everybody knows it. This guy was bringing little kids into Scores. He was always had little kids with him, doing all this creepy stuff. This guy was a notorious pedophile. Then a kid that was a victim of him. By the way, I'm trying to get a hold of another victim. But one of the guys that was a victim of this guy when he was a kid contacts me, and he says, "Hey, you know, that guy, you know who that guy is? You know what that guy did to me?" And you have him on your show, and you're laughing with him and giggling with him. Plus, he's a rat on top of that. See, a lot of guys will come to me, too, saying he was a rat. And then throwing in the stuff about being a pedophile. So I kind of took it with a grain of salt. Is he really? I don't know. But then when I heard from one of his victims, and I helped that victim get hire an attorney, they have a case. They put together a case against this guy. So... But there's no way the Cuomos could not know what this guy was up to. Because everybody knew. Everybody I talked to knew what this guy was up to. Everybody who was in contact with this guy knew what he was up to. Everybody looked the other way, too. But it was well known out there what he was doing. So that's my little story about the Cuomos. And I've told that story many, many times before when Cuomo was up. You know, I got no love for these guys. Okay. Now, on sort of the same note, you got this guy down here in Florida, Matt Gaetz. Let me see if I'm pulling this guy up. What is he? A U.S. representative of Florida's 1st Congressional District since 2017. If he's 38 years old, and this guy is always kissing up to Donald Trump. And Donald Trump would say, "Well, Matt, look at him. He's so handsome. Look at him." And he's gushing and fawning over Donald Trump. "Oh, I love you, Mr. Trump. I love you. The Pepe Le Pew." Remember that? Okay.
The Times, a daily news podcast from the Los Angeles Times, gives you the world through the eyes of the West Coast. Through interviews and original stories, The Times is a podcast you need to understand the world and how California shapes it. Because if an issue that's in California isn't in your town yet, it will be soon. New episodes of The Times are available every weekday. To find it, go wherever you get your podcasts and search for The Times, daily news from the LA Times. Gracias.
This message comes from McCormick & Company, committed to enhancing our health, our communities, and our planet. That's why they're uniting the world through flavor, where healthy, sustainable, and delicious go hand in hand. Visit McCormickCorporation.com/future of flavor.
Don't mind me, just sneaking out to go to Kohl's. The home deals right now, they're too good to pass up. Like up to 40% off Cuddle That's bedding, up to 50% off the cutest fall decor, and up to 25% off Ninja kitchen appliances. How can I resist? You can even get 15% off or 15, 20, or 30% off with a Kohl's card. So yeah, I'm going all in for fall, and I can't even wait. Select styles. Offers end October 17th. Some exclusions apply. See store or Kohl's.com for details.
And then I'll show my Pepe Le Pew. Le Pew. Okay. Oh, this guy's driving me nuts. So Matt Gaetz, right? Real character, this guy. Sleazeball, you know, Republican guy, right? And so they're having this discussion on the floor of Congress and the House of Representatives and the House floor. And they're talking about kids being killed by cops. And he lays out this impassioned thing about how my own son, I love my son. You're trying to tell me that I don't love my son as much as you love your son. And my son is not white either. And he referred to this kid as his son. Right? And everybody says, "What son are you talking about, man? You're single. You've never been married. You know, everyone knows you're gay." you're a $3 bill there, my friend. You know, there's no doubt about that. You know, the way you gush after Mr. Trump, my goodness. So who's this guy you're talking about? Your son. And it turns out that he had some little Cuban immigrant, who was a legal immigrant, by the way, Mr. Gaetz wants you to know, come live with him when the little boy was 12 years old. Well, where'd this kid come from, Mr. Gaetz? Well, he was the little brother of an ex-girlfriend. Okay? Now, no one can identify who this girlfriend is, but we do know that this little boy, this Cuban immigrant, came to live with Matt Gaetz when he was 12 years old, left for a period of time, and then came back when he went to live with his father. We located his father, went to live with his father, and then came back to live with Matt Gaetz when he was 18 years old. Now, just recently, Matt Gaetz claims he's engaged. He's gotten engaged to a woman. To a real woman. Okay, he found a woman to engage with him. Right? And he does this whole stunt where he asks her to marry him at Mar-a-Lago. And there just happens to be a photographer there catching all the photos. Right? They look so comfortable together, these two. And it turns out, too, that this woman lives in California. This guy's in Florida and Washington, D.C. But his new fiancée lives in California. She's some kind of a food critic or food person. We're not sure what she does for a living. Okay. Very beautiful woman in the career and showbiz type situation there, public relations. And now she's the future wife of the Matt Gaetz. But it's fascinating because Matt Gaetz' new little adopted Cuban little friend, you know, you see pictures of them together, you know, and they look like a couple. You see pictures of Matt Gaetz and this woman together. They look like they just barely know each other. Okay? And there's even some pictures of... There's a picture of some sporting event here of Matt Gaetz and the new fiancé. And this young Cuban boy sitting smack dab in the middle of them. I got all these pictures on my Facebook. You can go there and find it. And then there's a really creepy picture with Matt Gaetz with this little boy when he's 12 years old. Now, you know, man, you know, 12 years old is not old enough to be making these kind of decisions in your own life, you know, whether you're heterosexual, homosexual, whatever. Then there's all kinds of uncomfortable photos of Matt Gaetz on Tucker Carlson. Tucker Carlson's, you know, scringing, you know, it's, I don't know, squirming in his face, you know. Then there's some lovely pictures of Matt Gaetz and his young adopted son frolicking on their yacht or their sailboat or something, okay, where these two are frolicking in the water, they're frolicking on the yacht, and they're in a little footsie, they're playing there as they're holding onto this cable on the yacht, big smiles on their face. The fiancé is nowhere to be found in that photo, and then there's some very, I thought, because I found the kid's Instagram, okay, I'm not going to say his name, but I found the kid's Instagram. You could find him. There's some pictures of him, too, you know, recent ones, where he also found a fiancé. He found himself a woman, too, as well, right? Which is a little hard to believe. But you can see his high school prom pictures. Okay? And I think almost every girl out there went to the prom with a guy that was gay. Okay? But you can see this kid, man. It is just so freaking clear, you know, he's all dressed up, man, with his little handkerchief there and his red bow tie, and he's very awkward around this young, he's putting a corsage on her wrist. He's very uncomfortable. Then you see him posing with his boys, with his friends, and there, one guy with his white tuxedo, you know, oh my goodness, it's quite the, whoa, there's pictures too of Matt Gaetz and his young Caballero there with Don Trump Jr. too as well, posing together on his Instagram page. And then there's a bunch of boys out there frolicking once again on a boat there in the Florida with the young Matt Gaetz and all his friends. I gotta tell you, man, you know, right under your nose, some of this stuff goes on, you know. Now, I hate to joke about this, you know, whatever, you know, because the kid was 12 years old when his Matt Gaetz got his hands on this kid. It just makes you kind of upset to see that. But just the idea that he would try and pull the stunt now with the fiancé, you know, and try and pull that off. It's kind of like, we're that stupid, you know. Okay. So, anyway, that's my show for tonight. Let's see. Anything else left? My notes here? Nothing left. Tiger Woods, Andrew Cuomo, Matt Gaetz. Not a bad show, right? And you go to my page and you can see the link to the Instagram, stuff like that, you know, and all the pictures I put up there one after another. They're all there. Anyway, guys, have a good night. Thank you so much for joining the show. You know, I tell you, if just one half of 1%, 0.5% of the people that just listened to this show tonight, you know, on Spreaker and iHeart and iTunes, just the internet stuff, YouTube, just a tiny little fraction, man, just would sign up to Patreon for $3 a month, 10 cents a day, you know, for you get all the ad-free content, you know, to support the show. What I could do, man, with that kind of money, with the kind of investigations I could do, the travel, I could do all kinds of stuff, man. It just, you know, it just breaks my heart, man. You know, I want to bring you good content, you know. If I had a little help, you know, a little staff, you know, what we could be doing here. You know, I was talking to this guy, Larry Garrison, today, man. You know, he always worked for big news organizations, had staffs working with him, helping him out and stuff like that, and making connections for him. You know, and everything I'm doing here is all just on the seat of my pants. Just all alone. You know, can't even screen my own calls. I got these crazy people calling me. So, you know, if you feel inspired, you know, you want to support the show, $3 a month, man, 10 cents a day. I play repeats every day, man, you know, on the Spreaker channel. You know, what I could do with a little bit of support. Now, what we could get done, you know, it's heartbreaking. And just getting on these little this other group of stations, you know, 10 cents, you know, for 100 people, 10 cents a day, I can get on those other stations easy, in the next package of stations here. Anyway, guys, have a good night.
The Opperman Report is brought to you by Aquadam.net. You can give them a call at 707-764-2119. A flooded home is never easy to deal with. You're left with the mess to clean up, the insurance companies to deal with, and not to mention all the memories, the precious memories that are lost in the flood. You can never replace those. And Aquadam can be a tool in your arsenal to protect your home and property from the floodwaters. The cofferdam is filled with water to control water, and is reusable as long as it's taken care of. It can protect your home or business from rising floodwaters like a dam, but without the beavers. It can also be used in construction. If you need an area to be dewatered, an aquadam can do the job. An aquadam was used at SeaWorld in Orlando for the Mako roller coaster ride during the coaster's construction by dewatering the work area. An aquadam. And now a word from our sponsors. EmailRevealer.com. People ask me all the time, hey, Ed, are you still a private investigator? I sure am. Go to EmailRevealer.com. We handle adoption investigations, infidelity investigations, where you give us your spouse's email address. We trace it back to online dating websites, catch them cheating online, email tracing, locate or identify somebody from as little as an anonymous email address, someone owe you money, back child support. We can find that deadbeat, locate his hidden assets, locate his hidden bank accounts, find his current place of employment, and even assist you in obtaining a judgment and recover that judgment for you. EmailRevealer.com. Digital forensics, computer forensics, cell phone forensics, recover deleted text messages. Create a report that you can use in court. EmailRevealer.com. 800-572-9762.
The Opperman Report is brought to you by Aquadam.net. You can give them a call at 707-764-2119. A flooded home is never easy to deal with. You're left with the mess to clean up, the insurance companies to deal with, and not to mention all the memories, the precious memories that are lost in the flood. You can never replace those. And Aquadam can be a tool in your arsenal to protect your home and property from the floodwaters. The cofferdam is filled with water to control water and is reusable as long as it's taken care of. It can protect your home or business from rising floodwaters like a dam, but without the beavers. It can also be used in construction. If you need an area to be dewatered, an aquadam can do the job. An aquadam was used at SeaWorld in Orlando for the Mako roller coaster ride during the coaster's construction by dewatering the work area. An aquadam is now dewatering the work area at San Antonio SeaWorld for their newest roller coaster ride. An aquadam has been used in many construction projects all around the U.S. and all around the world. Now give Aquadam a call, 707-764-2119. You can look them up online at aquadam.net. You can find them on Facebook at Aquadam Inc. You call them up, you email them, you tell them Ed Opperman sent you, and they're going to take 10% off the price. Aquadam.net, 707-764-2119.
If you find yourself in need of legal representation, it can be a very stressful time in your life. In my career, I have dealt with thousands of lawyers, I've dealt with thousands of law firms, and I can confidently recommend to you Keith M. Davidson at kmdlaw.com. Available 24 hours, 7 days a week. Just log into kmdlaw.com. That's kmdlaw.com. Or you can call toll-free 833-4-KMD-LAW. That's 833-4-KMD-LAW.
personal injury, wrongful death, STDs, sexual assault, car accidents. They handle it all efficiently and professionally. It doesn't matter how imposing the opposition may be, because the team at KMDLaw.com are battle-tested and fierce. They will not stop until justice prevails. Go to KMDLaw.com or call toll-free 833-4KMDLAW. If you're in for the fight of your life, stop screwing around and contact KMD Law. Silk City Hot Sauce. A small batch hot sauce prepared with farm-grown peppers. Rich and vibrant taste, no artificial ingredients, 100% pure goodness. 8 flavors from mild to wild. The sweet and spicy Mango Madness, the green jalapeno sauce called Aztec Attack. The Dragon features fire-roasted peppers and pure Vermont maple syrup. Killer hot sauce is for the true hot sauce fanatic. A blend of ghost peppers, habanero peppers, honey, and garlic, and more. You got to see the bottles, too. Each flavor has original comic book artwork. You got to see them. Go to SilkCityHotSauce.com. SilkCityHotSauce.com. Enter promo code ED, E-D, to save 15%, and you'll also receive a free bottle of hot sauce. Hey, if you have something you want to promote, like a business or a website, you got a big event coming up, consider advertising on the Opperman Report. We have excellent advertising rates for you. We're on KCAA on 3 different frequencies on AM/FM in California, KSHP, 1400 AM in Nevada, WWPR in Florida, the Tampa Bay area, 1490 AM, and also WWNN, which is on the east coast of Florida, all the way from Miami up to Port Bay, with 175 miles of I-95. The advertising rates are very affordable. Once your ad goes up and we play the show on the podcast and on the YouTube channel, those ads stay up there forever. And then we play repeats every single night of classic Opperman Report shows. And your new ads will be inserted into those repeats that play every single night. So the saturation is incredible, and the rates are very affordable. Contact me at OppermanReport@gmail.com.
This message comes from McCormick & Company, committed to enhancing our health, our communities, and our planet. That's why they're uniting the world through flavor, where healthy, sustainable, and delicious go hand in hand. Visit McCormickCorporation.com/future of flavor.
Peacock fuels your true crime obsession with exclusive new originals like John Wayne Gacy, Devil in Disguise.
He said to me, clowns can get away with murder.
Dr. Death, The Undoctored Story.
This guy's dangerous.
And Epstein's shadow, Ghislaine Maxwell.
She inherited Jeffrey Epstein's secrets.
There was this whole other world going on.
Plus, the most bingeable crime series, Buried in the Backyard and Snapped. And with the Dateline 24/7 channel that's always on.
Did you want her death?
You can't not obsess. Sign up now at PeacockTV.com.
The new Discovery Plus original true crime series, Curse of the Chippendales, explores how three men created a world of sex, greed, and murder that none of them could escape. Curse of the Chippendales, now streaming exclusively on Discovery Plus. Start your free trial at DiscoveryPlus.com. Terms apply. Okay.
For smarter money decisions, LendingTree can help. With the LendingTree app, you can track your finances, compare loan rates, and find ways to cut monthly bills. Download the free LendingTree app and start keeping more of your money. Terms and conditions may apply. NMLS number 1136.
Streaming only on Peacock.
John Wayne Gacy, killed 32.
Straight from the killer's mouth.
They want you to believe that I alone committed these murders.
The new gripping 6-part documentary series, John Wayne Gacy, Devil in Disguise. All episodes streaming now, only on Peacock.
Peacock fuels your true crime obsession with exclusive new originals. John Wayne Gacy, Devil in Disguise.
Clowns can get away with murder.
And Epstein's shadow, Ghislaine Maxwell.
She inherited Jeffrey Epstein's secrets.
Plus, the most bingeable crime series, Snapped. Sign up now at PeacockTV.com.
Don't mind me, just sneaking out to go to Kohl's. The home deals right now, they're too good to pass up. Like up to 40% off Cuddle Duds bedding, up to 50% off the cutest fall decor, and up to 25% off Ninja kitchen appliances. How can I resist? You can even get 15% off or 15, 20, or 30% off with a Kohl's card. So yeah, I'm going all in for fall, and I can't even wait. Select styles. Offers end October 17th. Some exclusions apply. See store or Kohl's.com for details.
Streaming only on Peacock.
John Wayne Gacy, build 32.
Straight from the killer's mouth.
They want you to believe that I alone committed these murders.
The new gripping six-part documentary series, John Wayne Gacy, Devil in Disguise. All episodes streaming now, only on Peacock.
What does it mean to lease friendlier? It means to lease from Invitation Homes. From our smart home-friendly properties to our proactive maintenance-friendly service, everything we do is designed to make things easier for you. Good school-friendly, 24/7 emergency-friendly. It all adds up to worry-free leasing-friendly. No wonder we're America's number one home leasing company. Invitation Homes. Lease friendlier. Search homes for lease at invitationhomes.com.
Don't mind me, just sneaking out to go to Kohl's. The home deals right now, they're too good to pass up. Like up to 40% off Cuddle Duds bedding, up to 50% off the cutest fall decor, and up to 25% off Ninja kitchen appliances. How can I resist? You can even get 15% off or 15, 20, or 30% off with a Kohl's card. So yeah, I'm going all in for fall, and I can't even wait. Select styles. Offers end October 17th. Some exclusions apply. See store or Kohl's.com for details.
Streaming only on Peacock.
John Wayne Gacy, build 32.
Straight from the killer's mouth.
They want you to believe that I alone committed these murders.
The new gripping six-part documentary series, John Wayne Gacy, Devil in Disguise. All episodes streaming now, only on Peacock.
Peacock fuels your true crime obsession with exclusive new originals. John Wayne Gacy, Devil in Disguise.
Clowns can get away with murder.
And Epstein's shadow, Ghislaine Maxwell.
She inherited Jeffrey Epstein's secrets.
Plus the most bingeable crime series, Snapped. Sign up now at PeacockTV.com.
The new Discovery Plus original true crime series, Curse of the Chippendales, explores how three men used G-strings and lust to create a global empire. But behind the cuffs and collars were men fueled by greed, arson, and murder. When the world they created crashes down around them, will anybody escape? Curse of the Chippendales, now streaming exclusively on Discovery Plus. Start your free trial at discoveryplus.com. Terms apply.